The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Highs around 85, winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58, partly cloudy. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been nice to get a little bit of rain across the state of Kansas over the last couple of weeks, but the big question is, has it helped many of the farmers across the state as they get set to harvest their winter wheat crop and begin planting their spring crops?
Kind of drought is unreal. You know, I think we went 250 days last year with less than an inch of rain. This is our third year of drought, so we're kind of getting used to this in a sad way.
I was Clay Scott, a farmer out of the Ulysses area in western Kansas on KWCH News, where he said this year he's going to lose the vast majority of the winter wheat that he had planted.
We're going to lose about 95% of our wheat this year. Most of our corn circles here are limited water. We're going to plant milo for the first time in several decades.
He goes on to say that many of the farmers in the same vicinity share the water that's underground, so they have to ration carefully to try and help each other out.
We share the water on this pivot with four others, actually, and really stretch our water, trying to be efficient as we can.
At America Network News.
Thank you, Wichita and surrounding areas, for making Midwest Kia the number one local dealership in new car sales for the first quarter of 2023. Our New Year's resolutions at Midwest Kia were to bring you more of the same great inventory, on the ground and available, same fair pricing, never over sticker, and the same great car buying experience we call the better way to buy. One that is simple, transparent, and fast, and only at Midwest Kia. Our great staff is dedicated to exceeding your expectations throughout your car buying experience, before, during, and after the sell. And as always, we stand behind our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on all new and certified pre-owned vehicles. We came through, and so did you. We're proud to serve Wichita and the surrounding areas, and look forward to an incredible rest of 2023. Come see us at Midwest Kia, 8725 West Kellogg, or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you! The warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After the arrest of Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, on three felony crimes, Mahomes is asking for his bond to be modified, allowing him to contact witnesses that are involved in the case. WIBW reports that Mahomes was arrested and charged back on May 3rd with three felony counts of aggravated sexual battery and four misdemeanor counts of battery, and was bonded out that afternoon on a $100,000 bond, where Mahomes is asking the court to overturn the bonding rules, allowing him to contact the four individuals listed in the court filings that were currently involved in the case, after the accusations came from the owner of an Overland Park restaurant that said that he assaulted her and shoved the waiter in separate incidences. The judge also prohibited Mahomes, along with his legal team, to publicly address the charges. In other news, four students and alumni from the University of Kansas have received the Fulbright U.S. Student Awards to study and conduct research to teach English.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Leadership from the Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund has officially announced that they are now accepting monetary donations along with relief applications to help with beef cattle producers who may have been impacted by recent fires across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that in a statement from Steve Hansen, the Nebraska Cattlemen's president, saying, quote, the cattle community must come together during challenging times to support our fellow producers affected by the recent fires. We are thankful for the dedication and bravery of first responders, including local volunteer fire departments, who are going above and beyond to contain these fires and keep Nebraskans safe. The Disaster Relief Fund is a tax-exempt 501c3 charitable organization, and donations made to the Disaster Relief Fund may be tax-deductible. In other news, during the monthly meeting, the Western Nebraska Community College has officially announced their new president, as the College Area Board of Governors announced Greg Dart to be the next president for the WNCC. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington counties qualify as adjacent counties to 44 in Nebraska, including Gage, Pawnee, and Jefferson, now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought that began April 25th. Small non-farm businesses, ag cooperatives, and most private nonprofit organizations any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. Eligibility is based on the financial impact of a disaster and not on actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Applicants may apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications at disasterloansassistance.sba.gov or call the customer service center at 1-800-659-2955. The Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville was announced as a grant recipient for $100,000 to support capital projects that spur regional economic development in the tourism industry affected by COVID-19. $30 million has been awarded to 18 recipients developing and improving tourism sites statewide. Funding available through the State Park Revitalization and Investment in Notable Tourism Program launched by the Department of Commerce earlier this year. Applications included investment in state parks, museums, convention and visitor bureaus, conference centers, performing arts centers, entertainment venues, and other tourism-focused businesses and tourism agencies. Recipients will use funds toward infrastructure enhancements, renovation and repair of facilities, general construction, public land development, recruitment costs for permanent and semi-permanent exhibits, and costs for National Museum affiliation. Sean Spoontz has been hired as USD 498 Valley Heights Superintendent and will replace Melissa Kennedy, who's retiring at the end of his school year. Spoontz was among two finalists and has education experience at Marion, Onega, Russell, and Eureka, having served as a teacher, administrator, coach, and athletic director through his 24-year career. He was recently elected secretary-treasurer of the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors and will assume the post of superintendent at Valley Heights July 1st. Area high school graduations are slated for this weekend. Centralia has 19 seniors with commencement Saturday at 10:30. Axtell will graduate 9 Saturday at 11 a.m. Frankfort has 17 graduates Saturday at noon. Valley Heights commencement is Saturday at 2 with 22 graduates. Diller Odell will graduate 12 this Saturday at 2. And Southern and Wymore has 23 seniors walking at 5. On Sunday, Lynn with 15 and Hanover with 18 seniors both host commencements at 1 o'clock, with Washington County graduating 34 on Sunday at 2. And finally, Marysville commencement is Sunday at 2:30 in the Activity Center with 62 graduates at MHS. The 47th Annual Mother's Day Market will be Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 in the Marysville City Park. With antiques, homemade and homegrown, plus novelty items, there are over 90 vendors already signed up. The Kid Band on Saturday will not perform. Sunday, a chicken barbecue will be dine-in or carry-out, serving 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center in Marysville. A full list of details
for the weekend's activities is on Facebook at Mother's Day Market. Our public affairs guest this weekend, Emily Gardner with Marysville High School, who talks about the JAG-K program, a school-to-work consortium designed to get students involved in local work opportunities. Tune for a public affairs program Saturday mornings at 7:10 on KNDY. Catch the news on your time with the local news podcast. Find the morning and midday news block editions Monday through Friday on our website at KNDYradio.com and on our Facebook page. Dora M. Cross, age 81 of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 7, at the Popkins Memorial Chapel in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Dora Cross. Nancy Beichman, age 82, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7. Family will see friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Beichman.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store will be closed Sunday so their hardworking female employees can spend time with their kids. To make up for it, every mom that comes into the Ashley Home Store on Saturday will receive a free rose and 20% off any one furniture or bedding item in the largest home-owned furniture store in Southeast Nebraska, Ashley Home Store. And also receive free shipping to your door on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. Happy Mother's Day.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers may continue into tonight, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Southwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Another chance for some showers as we head into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more showers may continue throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And showers Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still a chance for some rain showers as we head into Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s, and some rain Monday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75, record high on this date, 96. The average low, 53, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:30. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
Mom's big day is this weekend. Are you ready? We've got the scoop on what moms really appreciate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 12th, the 132nd day of the year. Nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale, baseball icon Yogi Berra, and composer Burt Bacharach were all born on this day. If you're stumped for ideas to make Mom's Day special, here is some help. Flowers, candy, and jewelry are the most popular gifts each year. But many moms say the best gifts come from the heart. A simple poem or a note listing the way she has positively influenced your life will be treasured forever. Overworked moms appreciate the gift of time. You might take on extra chores around the house or schedule a babysitter so Mom can have a night for herself. Are there things Mom enjoys but never buys for herself? This may be the weekend to just spoil her a little. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget, graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
In downtown Marysville.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice. Congratulations to the class of 2023 and the graduates of Valley Heights High School. Commencement exercise is Saturday at 2. A salute to this year's class from First Commerce Bank, After Hours Feed Supply, Mustang Motors, Sharp Manufacturing, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Blue Valley Technologies, and the Citizen State Banks. This year's class, Jalen Bauer, Corbin LeCure, Caden Parker, Damian Youngerberg, Kaylee Scala, Christopher Jameson, Emma Brungard, Michelle Sandoval, Mason Gunn, Natalie Barkdale, Taylor Crook, Haley Nibachek, Derek Pankow, Aiden Ryan, Peyton Woodyard, Kendall Sweet, Jacob Sweet, Robert Stryker, Dakota Gilly, John Hefke, Robert Lyman, and Taya Schmidt. Congratulations to the Valley Heights class of 2023 from the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Sharp Manufacturing, Mustang Motors, After Hours Feed Supply, and First Commerce Bank. A salute to the class of 2023 and the graduates of Hanover High School from OK Service, Midwest Products, Main Street Market, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Hanover Hospital, Rooney Implement, and B&W Electric. Commencement exercise is Sunday at 1 in the Hanover Gym. This year's class, Angelina Haniai, Keegan Atkins, Chase Bruna, Kendall Bruna, Jasmine Butler, Shelby Cole, Trigan Garaw, Leanna Guggenhaw, Adria Hoyer, Macy Holly, Cole Meyer, Rihanna Rinson, Carly Ruprecht, Alea Shin, Kevin Stahlbaumer, Kiana Hula, Gabriel White, and Joshua Zarbanicki. Congratulations to the class of 23 from Hanover High School, from B&W Electric, Rooney Implement, Hanover Hospital, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Main Street Market, Midwest Products, and OK Service.
From the Mid-America Egg Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute release the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021? And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbilenMachine.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Marysville High School boys tennis team finishing runner-up to Kansas City Christian in the Bishop Seabury Regional will send a singles and doubles team to the state tournament at Wichita this Friday and Saturday. Titus Wassum, a junior, takes a 17-5 season mark into the singles competition, while senior Simeon Wassum and junior Blake Spicer take a doubles record of 18-3 to the 1-2-3A state tournament at Wichita Friday and Saturday. Marysville High School senior Maddie Kapp was awarded the Key Indy Y Sports Booster Club Scholarship at the Senior Awards night Thursday. Kapp was selected from among a field that included nominees and applicants Ian Dettamore, Bill Allott, Bryn O'Neill, Colton Shotty, Peyton Smith, Rhett Williams, Rook Williams, Simeon Wassum, and Lily Wheeler. Key Indy Y Sports Booster Club members annually select the Sports Booster Club Scholarship winner named Thursday night Maddie Kapp. Twin Valley Lake track meet was held Thursday at Washington County. The Clifton Clyde girls win the team totals with 108 points. Washington County runner-up with 76. Hanover finishes third with 70 and Frankfort 68 points. Axtell wins the boys division with 164 points. Frankfort is runner-up with 65 and Valley Heights third at 55.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Edison, Ford, and Firestone. They're some of the best-known inventors and businessmen of the 20th century. But not only did their work affect the lives of virtually all Americans, the men also worked together to create one amazing museum. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's one of the largest and most renowned museums in this country and the world.
This museum was dedicated on October 21st, 1929, which at that time was the 75th anniversary of the invention of the electric light. So Thomas Edison was here with a number of, if you'll excuse the pun, luminaries from science and technology who came to see this museum, honor Edison, and see what Ford was up to.
Matt Anderson shares the story at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan.
This collecting begins, at least 15 years before the museum is established. He had folks that would go out and collect things for him, and as soon as word got out that Henry Ford was collecting things, as you can imagine, a lot of people just sent things into him unsolicited.
Soon there were warehouses full of items for the future museum. Ford had a vast network of acquaintances who helped with the effort and became good friends as well.
Henry Ford idolized Edison really from his own boyhood, and then finally, you know, as he was moving up in the world, got to meet him and then eventually be his peer. He was good friends with Harvey Firestone. They were also friends with the naturalist John Burroughs, and the four of them would take summer vacations together in the late teens, early 20s. They called themselves the Vagabonds.
Of the thousands of items in the collection, Anderson says there are some iconic pieces that draw the most interest.
The Rosa Parks bus, this is the very bus on which she refused to give up her seat in December of 1954. We have the very chair in which President Lincoln was assassinated in 1865. We have the car in which President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963.
The Kennedy limo is just one of the many presidential autos on display here. Driving the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and Sheer Quality Furniture takes this time to say thank you to all the area teachers and staff that work hard to ensure a bright future for all of their students. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Sapp Brothers Petroleum appreciates the skilled and devoted teaching staff at all area public schools. The dedication you have shown to the students is exceptional. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and a new location in Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and Creative Thoughts takes this time to express their deepest appreciation to the exceptionally skilled and dedicated teaching staff at Pawnee City Schools. From your friends at Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Save some money on bath sponges and grow them in your backyard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Homegrown loofah sponges are great for exfoliating, and you can even eat them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for an unusual plant to grow this year, try growing your own loofah sponges. Janine Davis is an extension specialist at North Carolina State University. She says the loofah is a member of the gourd family and grown like any other squash. However, the plant needs to climb on a support system, a very sturdy support system.
I would put up something, you know, with wooden posts and maybe some wire for them to climb on. If you do like a lattice type trellis, those will hold a few plants. But people that try to string them up like they do beans will usually find the loofah will pull them down because they're really heavy. Think of medium-sized pumpkins hanging on a trellis. They're going to have that kind of weight before they dry out.
If you don't want huge loofahs loafing around, pick them for the dinner table when they're about 6 inches long. You can eat them like you would any other squash. Loofahs are very sensitive to cold, so you do want to harvest them before the first frost. Davis says the sponges are ready when the skins turn a darker green.
When you can kind of squeeze them and start feeling the flesh separate from the skin, oftentimes at that stage you can pop off the bottom end, the blossom end, and at that point you can just run your thumb up along the skin and just pop this wet sponge right out of it. That's my favorite way to harvest them.
You can also just let them dry on the vine. They'll turn brown and you'll hear the seeds rattling inside. Davis says you'll have to either soak off the dried skin or roll them on a hard surface to break it off. Once the sponges are out, rinse them off and let them air dry. Save the seeds from this year's plants to grow next year's sponges. Learn more about growing your own loofah sponges at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Between inflation and market fluctuations, it can be hard to manage your money and not make emotional, impulsive financial decisions. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Even during tough times, we can still take steps to be good stewards of our resources. It can be tough to do this alone, though. That's why it's really beneficial to partner with someone you trust, like a financial professional, to create a financial strategy that aligns with your values and accounts for your goals in life. A financial professional can help you put together a plan for your short-term needs, like paying your mortgage, your groceries, and your gas. But they can also help you think about the future and what steps you need to take to prepare for things like retirement or leaving a financial legacy. Working with a financial professional is a great way to help you achieve greater clarity when it comes to your finances. So don't wait. Connect with a financial professional today. Someone who can help you make the most of all you've been given.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
A message to Ford and all the other automakers who want to dump AM radio from their vehicles. Next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
This is an open letter to Ford and all the other automakers who already have taken or are planning to take over-the-air AM radio reception out of their vehicles. Farmers are big users of AM radio. These local stations provide farm programs like mine, along with market reports and probably most important of all to farmers, weather reports. And in a very large portion of rural America, this is the only way this information can be delivered in a timely fashion. Many of these farms are unserved or underserved by internet providers. Same goes for cellular service. No sirens alert them to pending weather threats or other emergencies. They turn to the radio for that. To take away that access puts lives and property in danger. You're telling farmers and other consumers that basically you don't care. If you pursue this, I predict the F-150 pickup will fall hard from the top-selling vehicle spot, a spot that farmers helped it achieve. Two words, Bud Light. I encourage you to reconsider the plan you have for pulling AM radio out of the dash if you still have time to do so. If not, I wish you good luck. You'll need it. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, May the 12th. Here's what's making news. Ranchers are eager to get livestock to pasture to graze if they haven't already in areas like Nebraska. However, Those ranchers have faced some issues with freezing temps and drought. Nebraska Extension educator Randy Sainer explains the situation.
We have drought, roots die because we can't just get enough moisture. And so if you graze it off real short, real fast, it has to use those roots again to put up new shoots. And so you can really weaken the grass if you're not careful. So you want to give it time. We've been recommending to turn out in June, which is really, for a lot of people, they can't do that because they're out of hay. But if there's any way you can rotate or do a flash graze and bring them back in and put some nutrition in them and let that grass get back up, you're going to be way better off.
But the biggest challenge, Sainer says, is the lack of hay.
People run out of hay and trying to find it. I mean, that's the challenge. A lot of our hay is coming out of South Dakota. They had a lot of rain. So there's quite a bit of hay in South Dakota. It's a ways to bring it in. The other thing is people are using cornstalk bales and distillers, and that works pretty good. We're seeing quite a bit of dirt in some of the cornstalk bales. When you get a lot of dirt in there, that means that dirt weighs and it doesn't give you any benefit from a nutrition standpoint. And that can be a challenge, but there is still some cornstalks out there. And don't forget, as calves get bigger, they need feed too. So those are all issues if you're dry lotting. If you're putting on pasture, you know, just know that we need some rain. We need to strengthen that grass, and so be careful.
He adds the El Nino weather cycle should help going forward, though.
Which adds, usually we see more moisture in the atmosphere with that. It tends to help with giving us rains.
And let's look at your Ag News on this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
The United States has joined Australia, Canada, Paraguay, Thailand, and Ukraine in filing a counter-notification with the World Trade Organization regarding India's underreporting of subsidies. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
A partner to U.S. Wheat Associates, Ben Connor with DTB AgriTrade is a consulting firm in Washington, D.C., and he says under the World Trade Organization, India is supposed to report subsidy information However, they are not playing by the rules.
Well, underestimating, I mean, by huge factors. They have the 10% limit of the value of their production that they're not supposed to exceed. They're routinely getting 60, 70, 80% of the value of production for those two crops. So just, you know, massive subsidies. And so the U.S., United States did at the WTO recently was submit this counter notification that says, okay, this is how you're supposed to be reporting these subsidies. And based on your data and the correct methodology, you're way out of compliance.
Connor explains that the WTO was created to limit countries in providing subsidies that would distort international markets. Of the two possible next steps, one is it will be discussed at an upcoming ministerial meeting where India will try to negotiate a new exemption, and they may or may not get support for it. He hopes that will not happen, as it could undermine agriculture agreements in the WTO in general. And the other possible next step is
at some point looking at a WTO case to kind of get the official word showing that India is violating the WTO commitment. Because right now it's kind of a he said, she said exercise, and at this point hasn't stopped India from headed down the road they're on.
Connor says that underreporting subsidies leads to overproduction, massive public stocks, and often commodity dumping on the world market. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's what we're looking at right now. May corn, 634 and a half. That's up 2. July corn, up 3 quarters at 583 right now. Kansas City wheat for July, 878. That's up 36 and a half. Kansas City wheat for September, 859 3 quarters. That's up 31 and 3 quarters. Oats for July, 333 and a half. That's up a half. September oats at 339 and 3 quarters. That's up 3 quarters currently. Taking a look at soybeans for May, 1435 right now. That's down 8 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1392 and a half. That's down 13. Looking at cotton for July, 8075. That's up $1.13. Cotton for December, 8029. That's up 69 cents. Live cattle for June, 164.35. That's up $1.40. Live cattle for August, up $1.55 at 162.35. Feeder cattle for May, 205, 2.5 cents. That's up 90 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 228.72 and a half. That's up $2.65. Looking at crude oil for June, 70.29. That's down 58 cents. Crude oil for July, 70.28. That's down 60 cents right now. Looking at gold on this Friday, gold for June, 2019.90. That's down 60 cents right now. Gold for August, 20.39 and 20 cents. That's down 80 cents. Silver for May, $20, 1.5 cents. That's down 24 cents. July silver, 24.15 and a half. That's down 26 cents right now. Taking a look at Wall Street on this Friday, not doing so hot today. The Dow down 115, S&P down 18, and the NASDAQ index, it's down 91 right now. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Nutrient deficiencies and drought stress aren't the only causes of yellow wheat. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre addresses the potential viral diseases that could lead to yellow wheat in Kansas.
You know, this year we're probably seeing sometimes several causes, right? Sometimes we have nutrient deficiency compounded by the drought, but sometimes we're seeing diseases as well. What we're looking for when we're trying to differentiate if it's a disease or not is more organic patterns in the field, right? So some of our viral diseases, for example, they'll start as small foci or hot spots in the field, and then they'll spread into larger spots that can be seen from the road. Or if it's a virus like wheat streak mosaic virus, it could move in from the road. So you see kind of a gradient, which wouldn't be as typical with things like nutrient deficiencies.
Onofre highlights the main diseases in Kansas.
In terms of what diseases we're seeing right now, we do have kind of five big viral diseases out in the state. Two of them, that's our soil-borne mosaic virus and spindle streak mosaic virus, they're starting to fade now as temperatures are rising. So those are really problems in eastern parts of the state. Our barley yellow dwarf virus, so that's vectored by aphids. You'll see that one in hot spots in the field. You might actually have kind of a flame or purple tip on your wheat leaf. It'll start in these foci in the field, so you might see these patches. And that's one that can affect yield potential, and we can test for that. So it's important to monitor for that one. And then the other big one is our wheat streak mosaic complex. So that one is no stranger to especially our producers out west, but we have been getting a number of samples this year from the eastern or central corridor of the state. So it definitely can be a problem in this eastern part of the state. So usually we have some volunteer wheat or weedy grasses in ditches that kind of serve as the reservoir for that mite and move in either in the fall or this time of year.
Onofre goes on to discuss the potential fate of infected crops and some prevention factors to take into consideration.
If it was spindle streak or soil-borne mosaic, you can still have some yield potential there, so it'll just depend on how bad the infection was. And wheat streak also, it really does depend on timing of the infection. So in some cases, if you had a very bad fall infection, we can see, unfortunately, complete yield loss, but some cases not. If you did have a spring infection, you might have a higher chance of actually having some yield there. So for future years, though, it's good to really think about variety selection. If you do have some fields where you've had some history, you might actually have some volunteer and you know those mites are around, it's important to look at varieties and be mindful of variety resistance for those viruses. And testing is always good, you know, in the case of the worst case scenario where you need to have a crop insurance adjustment.
That was Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State wheat pathologist, sharing information on the viral diseases that could lead to yellow wheat in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
KNDY.
Thunder take.
70 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.